Next case, please.
Our next hearing this evening is case number 12,298. Helen R. Grant seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements in a multifamily dwelling for proposed structures and from the minimum aggregate yard requirement for a townhome, sections 115.34 and 115.188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Cormorant Way, approximately 216 feet northwest of Grebe Lane in the Bay Forest Club subdivision. The 911 address is 20992 Cormorant Way, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential Planned Community, MRRPC, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 1206.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch and a variance of 2.1 feet from the minimum aggregate yard size requirements. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Helen Grant, 20992 Cormorant Way, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for your time and for hearing my request this evening. As to the uniqueness of the property, if I could start with that and draw your attention to a photograph I provided with my application that says in the lower left-hand corner, full view of the rear of the house. You will see by looking at that photograph that the back of the house is not on an even plane. One side of the house extends 2 feet further out than the other side of the house. In addition to that slight variance of depth, the Homeowners Association is now requiring that you not connect to your neighboring adjoining wall. And if you do build something in the rear of your house, there has to be sufficient space between your wall so that someone can come in and do maintenance without encroaching onto their property. So if you look at that photograph, and I did bring architectural drawings that I didn't have at the time of the submission. Should I?
The architectural drawing will show that the proposed porch will begin at the outer wall, which is I'm in an end unit of the townhouse, and will go across the back of the house except for the last 5 feet. And that 5 feet will be retained to ensure that there's space both for my construction and any construction of the neighboring property if necessary. My contractor's here if you have any construction related questions. In terms of the placement of the porch, I'm requesting to have an additional 4 feet because that outer portion of the porch will be the widest portion of the porch. I only currently have 8 feet upon which to build. And because of the placement of the windows on the back of the house, which you can see in that photograph, and the door leading from the living room, there isn't sufficient space to have a table and chairs to entertain family or to have any kind of usable space. In terms of this burden not being created by the applicant or by myself, I'd like the record to show that I was misled by the builder. Not by the builder, but by the sales agent. There was no construction at all in Cormorant at the time I signed the contract. And I was told, we went back on a dirt road, and I was told that after my house was built, I would have sufficient space to build out 14, 16, or 18 feet, depending on how the lot ended up being configured. I was taken to other homes in the development. In fact, my contractor built the porches on those other homes, and all of those porches that were built were that size. So I had no reason to doubt his representations that after the home was built, I would have adequate space to build. And in fact, while not relevant to my case, my neighbor two doors down has already sold her house to move because of the misrepresentations about the lot size made by the builder.
Who was that?
The sales agent's name was Frank, and the builder is NV Homes. I have reported this to NV Homes, and I took the plot plan over to them that was given to me at the time I signed the contract and discussed with the agent and then later with his supervisor, Ms. Morgan, that he was not
trained to read these plot plans, and he gave me dimensions that clearly didn't coincide with the actual setbacks. I brought the plans here to the county, met with the people in the zoning and planning office. They explained to me how to read the drawings. They told me factually what my setbacks were, and at that point, they recommended I apply for this variance. The porch will be the same porch that's been built on many, many houses in the development. It'll be the same color, it'll be the same size, it'll be the same dimensions. It will not alter anyone else's use. I think some of the important factors are that I back to the woods. There'll be no construction behind my home. That land is not owned by the builder. It's owned by a farmer who does not intend to relinquish it, to the best of my knowledge. So there's nothing behind me but maybe 100 feet of woods. There'll be no...
Yes, there may be at some time.
At some time, conceivably, the farmer could sell it, but I would think at the time he sells it, if he decides to, you know, develop it, he'll have to deal with whatever provisions you then have in place. I'm assuming. The porch won't encroach on any easements. There'll be more than sufficient space for any emergency vehicles to come through. There's no effect on the use of my neighbors, both for their property behind the house or for any of the common ground. It won't alter the essential use or the character of the home and won't have any impact on the public welfare. I am asking for what I believe is the minimum variance needed. I've done just some basic amateur Googling of how much space is needed to put an 8-foot dining table with 8 chairs around it, and the recommendation is to have at least 12 feet. So if I add 4 feet to my 8-foot current building allotment, it takes me to the 12 feet. So unless you have any other questions, I would defer to anything that I haven't brought up that you'd like me to cover.
Are there questions from members of the board?
I have one question. Did you say it's not tied to the existing building? It's going to be a walkway through it?
What?
A separate building itself, then.
No, sir. It'll be attached to my home, but it won't be the full width of the home. There will be five feet from my neighboring party wall. It will come in 5 feet, and that's where the porch will begin.
Okay. I thought you said you're going to be a walkway through.
No, they just allow maintenance space.
With the maintenance, I thought when she said maintenance, get behind it.
So you have to go into the side of it, sir. They'll be able to get to the side. Or if my neighbor has a problem with the porch they're building, if they need to get to their side of theirs, there'll be 5 feet on my side and 5 feet on their side.
Okay, I understand you now what you meant. Okay, no other questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
And your neighbor's building a porch and they don't have to have a variance, correct?
Well, they may be here. Because of the restriction now that you can't attach to the party wall, they're redesigning their plans and they will probably be here seeking a variance in a few months. Okay. But then they'll be in 5 feet from the party wall as well, so there'll be that walkway.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Sharp?
I looked on your drawings. It looks like there's a step that's going to project out from the porch to the rear yard as well. Is that correct?
Yes, because the porch will be above the grade of where you'd be able to safely walk out.
So, Mr. Whitehouse, I think we would, if I'm reading that right, we would probably need an additional variance for that. Is that correct?
So we need to add the depth of the steps to the numbers that
it would appear to be that.
And what is that?
Do you have that, Ms. LaFleur? Perhaps we can send that down to Mr. Whitehouse so he can look at that specifically. My recollection was there was 2 steps, but it might have been 3.
I don't think because of the slope of the ground on E3, I'm thinking potentially 2.
You can come out and sworn in if you'd like to explain, sure.
Steve, can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Charles Schaefer. Address is 36414 McKinney Lane, Southernville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We got it.
All right.
The way I think it's going to happen is we're going to use 2x10 salt treated wood Her door right now is approximately 6 inches above grade. Till we go out, we might gain a little bit. Maximum height of a step is 8 inches. I'm not exactly sure how high we're going to end up, but I think one step would cover. 10-inch step.
10-inch?
10-inch.
So another foot.
So the drawing actually shows one step, so two steps. So 1 foot would cover it, or 0.8. Well, you're going to be absolutely precise, but if the request was originally 4 foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback, it would be a 5 foot variance to account for the step.
Unless you're not 100% sure, and then we would go 2 feet.
I'm not 100% sure if it'd be more than 8 inches or not, but I know it's going to be real close because that door's down and her grade is pretty flat.
Can we just leave it to, or just make it 2 feet?
Well, I think he's not sure if it's one step or two steps, right?
I'm pretty confident it'll only be one step built, and then the second step you step into the porch.
Okay. So using that, it probably makes sense to, I think, have two.
2 foot more.
So what that would then be, if I'm correct, Mr. Whitehouse, would be a 4 foot from the rear yard for the porch, and then it would be a six foot from the rear yard.
Yeah. And, for the steps. 4.1 foot from the aggregate yard requirement.
That way you don't have to come back.
There we go.
So it's a 6 foot variance?
Remember me?
Correct?
Well, 6 foot for the steps and 4 foot for the porch. Or deck. Is it deck or porch?
No. It's a porch, but porch. I thought steps could encroach setbacks as long as they weren't more than 28 square feet.
They can, but you're going out. You're encroaching already.
Already 4 feet.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
I'm just
once,
trying to learn.
So actually, they can encroach 5 feet. So you know, technically, if you got your 4 feet plus another foot, but we at that point, once you encroach, then we become more specific.
Okay.
So that, you know, that's all that gets put there, because then you know, if we just blanket 6 feet, then next thing you know, somebody's putting on a full, you know,
addition.
6 foot addition.
I got you.
Yes.
I got you.
I can't afford a full 6 foot addition, so don't worry about that.
So Jamie, would you tell us?
So as revised, it would be a 6 foot variance from the required 20 foot rear yard setback for the screen porch, and a 4.1 foot variance from the minimum aggregate yard size requirement, which is the total requirement front and back that they have to have. So that's both increased by 2 feet to cover.
4 foot variance for the porch, 6 foot for the steps.
Yeah. Correct.
Right. Now increase 2 foot.
Yeah. Correct.
He just said 6 foot variance.
That's why I said 4 feet variance. They're asking for a 4 foot variance for the porch and 6 foot variance for the steps.
Just in case I have to
and
build
4 foot, 1 foot for the aggregate?
From the aggregate, yes, correct.
Thank you.
And if I might add something, please, Mr. Chairman, I understand from a phone call I received from this office that if the variance to the rear was granted, I would have to also request that a variance to the front be granted, because now in aggregate I'll be less than the 40 feet. Do I have that correct?
So that is correct. So what I've just described, the aggregate requirement for this site is that there is a minimum yard combined aggregate front and rear of 40. So the requested variance that Mr. Sharp and I just described, that will cover this. So
it will cover
that
as
well. And we've increased that by 2 feet to cover the fact the aggregate would be reduced by a further 2 feet for the steps. So that's included.
Okay, thank you. And one other thing I forgot to mention about the use of the property is you cannot sit outside without a screen and porch because of the bug factor in the woods. So
it's Sussex County. You can't sit out without a certain smell either.
Without the smell.
Part of the reason that we're staying 5 foot from the site, from the common walls, okay, which I don't fully understand with the home association, is they want you to be able to maintenance the porch from the property.
Right.
But they're building them connected, so
yep.
I don't fully understand that part, but they do say it's 3 foot. We went 5 foot just to make sure
we don't understand home associations either.
This one's a tough one. This one's
That's
a
why
tough
we
one.
Don't enforce the deed restrictions or covenants.
They hung up quick.
And you're a good study. You've paid attention well.
Thank you.
Okay. So, is there anyone here in opposition to the application? I think I did ask for anyone in favor, right?
I don't think I heard that. I thought she called him up. She had a question.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? I've already called for anybody in opposition, so Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant $12,298, as described by Mr. Whitehouse in his calculations.
Confirmed by Mr. Sharp?
Excuse me, confirmed by Mr. Sharp. And I believe they have met all the criteria for granting a variance.
I second that motion.
So the motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway?
Aye, for the previous reasons that have been stated.
And Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
I thank you all very much for your time.
Thank you so much.